Oh, wow, that sounds pretty cool. You know, this fooling with this AnyTone and the DMR, it's the first time I was going to update the firmware on the radio there, and then I find out if you update the firmware, you got to update the CPS software, too. The CPS software is firmware dependent, so I didn't realize that. So, and I'm a little bit nervous about doing firmware updates because we don't have real stable power over here. It could go off any time for 2, 3, 4 minutes and then come back on while they play around with different kind of things. So, but now I've got a battery backup kind of thing, so I might update the AnyTone. I think I'm running 3.03 for this the firmware. And I'm not sure what they're up to now, but it's, I think there's a couple of updates from what I've got. But it is fun stuff. We sure have a lot of toys to play with.